Let's get into a Friday edition of Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Smith Thompson Home Security and Tylock George Laser Eye Care.
And I start off with a big promo for the Saturday show that's going to happen 10 to midnight on Saturday night. It is Gordon Keith's Happy Fun House, a fun house party with Gordon Keith. And I've got commits from Gen X Davey, Mike Soroy, Blake Jones.
That's a big gift.
Kips man.
E.A. Azad. And potential Cedric.
Okay.
It's going to be a wild night. So tune in tomorrow night. Right here on The Ticket, 96.7, or 1310, or the Sports Day app. We're going to have some fun. I teased this yesterday, and we never got around to it, and that is the Russian woman who killed a man with her buttocks. The man was her husband. She weighs 224 pounds. Have you ever known a Russian woman that weighed 224 pounds?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you have? Okay. She was sitting on him. Her name is Tatiana O. And she refused to let her husband go, even as he begged for forgiveness and said he couldn't breathe. But his face was pinned down under her buttocks. And a female neighbor arrived during the argument, but decided, well, it's a domestic dispute, I'm just going to leave. And left the man there with face in his wife's buttocks, in his wife's Russian buttocks. Killed him.
That's a terrible way to go.
You think?
Especially if she was gassy.
Or is it the best way to go?
No.
What about if the person's really hot?
Okay. Possible exception.
Isn't that like the most beautiful death?
Could be.
Death by butt is never good.
I'm sorry?
You heard me. You know it's true.
I just got into my rental car at the airport.
Well,
heard about this great all sports
station. I didn't
station.
Choose this story. I'm just commenting on
the I've heard
story.
You use that phrase before. It was used in a very negative way. But I just wanted to mention that. And a follow-up to something else yesterday when we were talking about significant things when it comes to when it comes to age and when you peak.
Yeah.
When do you think is the peak age for learning a new language?
Ooh, good one.
16.
For the ability or when most people do?
No,
for the ability. I'm going to guess...
This is all according to science.
25.
George?
Yeah, I'd say somewhere younger than that, like when you're in your teens, like 14 or 15.
Yeah,
or
you're right. Like it could be like 5.
Or even
you know
younger.
What? That's what I'm going to say. Like 3 or 4 or 5.
Okay. And you want to add some more numbers to it to really cover your bet here?
Yeah.
Let's say go 6 through 8.
I'll say 2 through 12.
The correct answer is 7. 7.
I won. I
is the age at which you peak for learning a new language.
Interesting.
Making a Nobel Prize winning discovery.
30s. 35.
I'm going to say 35 to 70.
I hate you. And
I'm going to say older. I'm going to say 58.
40. 40.
You're good at this, George.
What is the peak age for remembering faces? We spoke recently about
23.
Face blindness.
Huh.
Peak age for remembering faces.
23.
32.
Let's see, we got the numbers right.
This is a really interesting one. The peak age for the ability to focus.
Can't be teens with all their ADD drugs.
Would you try 25? To focus a little bit?
ADD drugs combat the inability to focus. What'd you say, George?
I 25. Know, that's what I mean. Taking all those drugs because they can't focus.
Yes, but they're taking the drugs so they can focus.
I know, that's why I said it can't be teenagers.
I refuse to argue.
Would you guys try to focus? I'm going to go 25.
43.
I'm going to
say
dog.
43.
Isn't that surprising?
Yes.
What's the peak, the age at which you peak for salary? like your salary peaks at this age. And I have to divide this because it's not the same for men and women.
I think you told us this yesterday, didn't you?
Off no. the air.
And because I'm
you
not
did.
Because
it's 48 for men, right?
Boy, Craig remembered it exactly.
Yeah.
48.
And 35 for women.
39 for women. Bone density peaks at the age of 30, which I think we mentioned that. Did we mention that one on the air?
No.
That you start shrinking after the age of 30. Arithmetic skills. Am I saying that right? Arithmetic skills.
Say math.
Oh, that's a good one, too, because that could be really young.
18.
When your mind is quick and nimble. Yeah, I'm gonna say younger. That sounds good. 16, 18.
50.
Oh, damn.
Now,
damn
crazy?
Me.
It's not that big a deal. Don't hate yourself that much. Brain processing power. According to science, at what age does your brain processing power peak?
38.
22.
18.
Damn! Damn me!
Stop it!
I'm terrible at this.
Muscle strength.
21. No.
24.
26.
24 and 26? Mm-hmm. The answer is 25. Whoa. You guys were both basically right. That's pretty good. Understanding people's emotions.
100.
Right. Yeah.
Very much, dad.
Very much.
After you've gained all the knowledge of the world in heaven,
on the older end, I'll go with 100. Also,
it's 51.
Yeah.
Happiness with your body.
6.
6-year-olds don't think about their bodies.
I was pretty happy about it when I was 6.
That's a weird claim. Put that on a throw pillow.
I'm gonna say. I'm going to say like 40.
74.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Your vocabulary. At what age, according to science, do you peak at the ability, I guess you have the biggest vocabulary, or I guess that's what they're going with. It just says vocabulary.
Seems like you were having a little trouble with your vocabulary just then. I'll say 55.
38.
71.
Whoa.
Playing chess.
55.
68.
No.
31.
I was going to say, it's got to be younger because all the great champions, they're in their 30s, usually when they peak.
And finally, running a marathon.
I'll defer to Junior on this one. 20s? Your mid-20s, maybe?
So I've always heard, that's why I guess 26 for muscle strength, because you're supposed to be at your peak physically at the age of 26, but I think for endurance sports it's actually a little later. But most of the marathon world champions or record holders are still in their 20s, maybe a little later. I'll say 29.
28. Very good. Junior,
you go.
And I'll give you a few bonus. You don't have to guess this one. Life satisfaction. There's two periods of people's lives where they experience the highest life satisfaction. Age 23 and age 69.
Nice.
Wink, wink. Yeah.
23.
Mm-hmm.
I guess because the world hasn't handed it to you yet.
Yeah.
Right.
You haven't been hit upside the head enough.
You
so.
Still think you're about to conquer the world?
Yeah.
You haven't had your ass handed to you yet. All right. And then we're going to laugh. I'm going to send everyone into the weekend with this bit of comedy gold. This is peak Norm. At 8:40 today, we listened to Norm arguing about T.O., which was a great debate that he had with a caller. And then this is another Norm getting mad at a caller. So you're going to hear overly polite Norm at the beginning of the argument before his tea kettle boils over. You're going to hear a brief amount of fake Spanish, two out-of-date cultural references, severe mocking voice, and straw man histrionics.
Right.
This is Norm talking about the Mavericks.
Norm, are you there?
Yes.
Nobody wants to address the fact that when a player in the NBA makes a horrible decision, we keep track of it with flagrant fouls. But when referees make horrible calls time and time again, there's no flagrant anything put on them to say, guy, you better pick it up.
I'm sorry, David. David, I'm sorry.
Polite.
Very polite.
For all of you who are like, David, I have had enough of you. I have had enough of you. I have had enough of you. You're bitching and whining and complaining. Oh, league hates us. They took the series away from us. Go home. Put a cork in it. Put a cork in it. Your team was ahead by 13 points with 6.5 minutes to go in the third game of the series, and no one was complaining about the officiating. Only when your club pulled an El Foldo, a disappearing act. They were Harvey the Big Rabbit. They were Claude Rains as the Invisible Man. Only then did we start complaining about the officials. When the hell are you going to hold this club responsible? What will it be next time? Rain? Bad food? A bad taco? What will it be next time? What excuse do you want to use next time? Next time! Oh! Oh! Our poor Mavericks! The world is against us! Drive the basketball! Attack! Maybe then they'll blow a whistle. This baloney! Oh, he grabbed a shirt going by! It is ridiculous! Get off of it. Avery does not want you or your opinion. He doesn't want the players to think like you or your opinion.
Awkward. Awkward worded.
Because if you want to find an excuse for losing in life, I got 7 pages on my yellow pad for you.
That's weird.
They're all there. Get off of it. Get off of it.
Yeah. All right, so background on that. That was 2006 when the Mavericks blew the series with the Heat.
Uh-huh.
And Norm was really ticked about that because I think he had some action on the Mavericks.
You can always tell when Norm has action on things.
He knew exactly because he was sitting right behind us in Game 3 when the Mavericks were up 13 in the third.
Yep.
And, boy, he was giddy. And at the end of that game, he was so mad.
He wouldn't talk to any of us.
Serious?
Like, what do we do, Norma?
That's why he was mad at the Mavericks, not the officials.
Gosh.
You're right. Peak Norm.
Mm-hmm.
That's peak Norm. Norm is at his best when he's fighting with callers.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they need to take more calls 10 to noon.
He's the best that's ever been in our industry. Hands down.
Rain, a bad taco.
Claude Rains and the Invisible
Rains
Man.
Claude Rains is the Invisible Man.
And El Foldo, that was the fake Spanish.
Yep.
75-year-old movie reference.
I don't even think that was a talkie.
That is so great.
Okay, all right.
That is the king at work right there.
Yep.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the corner, 9:33 on the ticket.